Hey there, it's Dr. Jessica Michelson, and today we're going to be talking about protecting your energy so you can create more of the things you want in your life. So oftentimes we get in a place of being stuck, beating ourselves up when we have a goal or a desire for change and don't end up following through with it. We get confused and we tend to attribute our failure to weakness or laziness or lack of will. But the reality is we don't follow through because we've exhausted ourselves and we can't face one more challenge, even if it is a positive one that we really want. The key to creating more of what you want in your life is to make room for it by saying no to all of the unnecessary thoughts and activities that are zapping your energy. When you get better at protecting your energy, you can be much more intentional about where you're spending it, and then you're going to feel much more enlivened by your everyday life. So the three main energy drains that I see affecting mothers' lives are thoughts, habits, and obligations. Let's start with thoughts. So thoughts can be the negative ones, like, I hate my thighs, my house is a mess. Or they can be positive ones like, ooh, what a cool bedspread. Ooh, I want to get that shoe organizers, things that feel good. But still, there are these trains of thoughts or ideas or beliefs that we know in the big picture don't serve us and that are consuming way too much energy that we would rather be using on something else. The second is habits. The truth is that most of our days are spent doing mindless, habitual activities, so we don't have to think about them. This is one way that we can conserve our energy, but many of the habits that we do end up depleting us, like being online too much, being in front of the TV when we'd rather be reading, or when we are reading self-help books and sort of revving ourselves up into this place of never enough. The third is obligations. So as mothers, we have obligations. By obligations, I mean things you have to do even if you don't really want to. And we know that that kind of sacrifice can feel good when it's in the service of a deep commitment to our children. But I think that there are plenty of big and little times when we say yes, and it would totally be better for everyone involved if we just said no. So thoughts, habits, and obligations. Here are my thoughts about how you can start protecting and reclaiming your energy. First is change your relationship to your thoughts. Excuse me. This is a big one, a hard one. It takes lots of daily practice over the lifespan. But to put it simply, I think of it like this. You are the bus driver, and your thoughts and your feelings are the passengers. The passengers are going to be yelling out all sorts of places they want to go and saying, oh no, stop here, turn there, all the time. But you're the driver and you have a route that has been predetermined and you don't have to let the passengers dictate where you are going. As the driver, you can hear what a thought is or what a feeling is, what it wants, but then you can choose. As the driver, you could say something like, oh, okay, that's an idea, but I'm going to get back to paying attention to what I was doing. Thank you for the input. So your homework to get started on the changing relationships to your thoughts is to write down the thoughts in the journal on a piece of paper, both the negative ones and the positive ones. The ones that you think are draining your energy and are not worth giving as much power over your mental space and your behavior. The second step to protecting and reclaiming your energy is confronting your habits. Habits are related to thoughts, but they happen so automatically that we don't even notice that there are thoughts driving them. Habits work like this. We have an urge, and then we act on that urge. To start confronting habits, I think we need to slow down the process where we notice the urge and then even ever so slightly delay completing the task, the thing that we want to act on. So for example, many, many moms have a habit right now in this day and age of being on their phones, and they don't like how much it consumes their time and energy and attention. If you're able to slow down, even for just a few seconds, to notice the urge to check the phone, and then wait before you actually act on it, then you're opening up the space to notice the thoughts and the feelings that are driving that urge and that habit. Once you know the thoughts and the feelings, you're in a better place to be the driver again of the bus and choose what you want to do with them. Typically, it's something like, oh, I'm feeling bored, and so I want to check my phone. Once you know you're bored, you can apply rule number one about thoughts and ask yourself, okay, I'm bored. That's a thought or that's a feeling. What do I actually most want to do about it? So your homework would be to write down habits that you know are draining your energy and taking away from how you want to be living your daily life. The third thing you can do to start reclaiming your energy is to minimize your obligations. It's always nicer to say no than to say yes and then deal with being resentful for 6 months. It just ruins relationships. So I know that we say yes in really small ways, like at home, giving in to some of our children's daily demands, like one more book, more milk, more than we really feel comfortable with. We also say yes in big ways, like committing to volunteer at school events that don't really work for us or enliven us, having house guests that really is too draining, that sort of thing. We tend to say yes when either we're unclear about whether or not we actually want to do something, or we say yes because we think that saying no is going to result in criticism or disappointment, which means thoughts and feelings we want to avoid. But there will only be time and energy for the things that bring you joy and meaning if you are saying no early and often to things that drain your energy. So for homework, write down the obligations you know very clearly you just want to say hell no to. You'll say it nicely, but that's how you're feeling. No, this is a clear no. Because you are clear that saying yes results in more resentment, negativity, and exhaustion. And then write down some things you would like to say hell yes to, activities that you really would enjoy and be enlivened by. So these three dimensions of energy use, thoughts, habits, and obligations, they're vast. They're big ideas, big chunks of work. Working on them is something you could be doing for a lifetime. But once you start relating to yourself as having a finite amount of energy and choosing more deliberately where you spend that energy, then you can begin the process of feeling liberated and much more empowered to make your everyday life more meaningful and enjoyable. So I'll see you on the journal.